Matt, this was a war.
That's a really good Glen Oaks team. That was a battle. That was a lot of fun to be a part of. No, they made us earn everything. They do a really nice job, run some really good stuff, and our kids showed that we're tough enough to battle, and that was one of the things I was hoping to get out of this weekend.
Well, and that's the thing. You look at a lot of the youth you have in this team, but they've made some plays. You know, I mean, that press they put on you, had, I think, two turnovers total against that press in the second half. But, I mean, just a nice job of protecting the basketball.
Yeah, it was. And to be honest with you, those two turnovers are probably on me more than they are the guys, because I was telling us to slow and take our time to get into it. And they were both 10-second calls. It wasn't like we threw the ball to the other team or dribbled it off our foot. We just took too long to get it over half court. So I'll take ownership on those two. I probably lead the team in turnovers tonight. We did a good job taking care of it. We work hard. And I love this team. I love the fight in them. It's going to be a really fun year to see what we can accomplish.
In a hostile environment, their student section brought it in the men's game. There weren't 5,000 people in here, but it was loud and
it was
chaotic.
Fun. It was fun. This is what college basketball is supposed to be about. And I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday afternoon, minus the 7-hour bus ride home. The rest of this is darn near perfect. You know, it was a chance for us to compete in a great environment. Their staff did an awesome job putting on a game. And this is a really good basketball team that we got to battle with.
DeYoung really busted his tail, didn't he? He had 21 points, but even more than that, he put himself in positions.
I haven't seen stats yet, Jack, so I have no idea what he had on the rest of on everything else. But I'd be surprised if he didn't have 20 rebounds. And talk about skying above the rim to rip out rebounds. I think he's a borderline Division I kid right now, and he showed it tonight. He did everything for us. And we had other guys just step up and make plays. He was the most noticeable one. But Jaquez Overstreet came into his own tonight and made some really heady plays. I thought Carter Hudson played really well. His stat sheet's not going to jump off the paper at you, but he did
some
really good things.
Those two threes early, Will.
Absolutely. Justin Nelson made a huge stride again today. He just keeps growing day by day. And Dwayne Thompson, I thought, played his best game all year. He took care of the ball, got us into our stuff. You know, and we did this all with Lamar, who's arguably our best player, right? You know, one of our best offensive guys. And Lamar didn't have a very good game. He got in foul trouble, kind of took him out of his element, and didn't play a typical Lamar Grayson game, and we were still able to sneak out a win on the road against a really good basketball team.
All right, so we unpack the gym, like Matt Gregory said in our postgame show earlier tonight, Monday.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to have a full gym on Monday. It's going to be an awesome opportunity for our community to see what we have, and I think I'm really excited for everybody in Escanaba to be able to see the product we'll put on the floor. I've been doing this for 15 years, and this group is probably the hardest working group I've ever coached. I don't have any idea if we're the best or even near it, but we are the hardest working, and I think we're going to be an awful lot of fun to watch.
All right, do your shout-outs. Let's get home.
Shout-outs to all my family, everybody that's listening back home, and especially the Norse Nation that is sitting somewhere in the UP listening to this game. I appreciate the support, and you know, I say it all the time, but I absolutely mean it. We get supported like nobody else at this level, and you know, we wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for all of you folks.
Great job. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jack.
Matt Johnson, the coach of the Norse. Let's run down.